I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Jeff Calkins is a columnist at the Daily Memphian. Also, at least for the next day, host of the Jeff Calkins Show right here at 92.9 FM, ESPN Monday through Friday. But he's on X, Jeff_Calkins. Jeff, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you, Gabe?
I'm doing well. Is it setting in that you have one more day? I mean, where are we at?
Yeah, it is setting in that it's one more day. We had a riveting, absolutely riveting last round of Righter Than Right trivia today because Jeffrey, you know, Jeffrey is it's crazy because it's a silly trivia game, and yet Jeffrey is wildly upset when he loses.
Yeah.
Which is very rare. He almost never loses.
That's a competitor right there.
He does not want to lose. And so the notion of going out with an L was incredibly upsetting to him. The pressure was intense. And it came down to the last question. And Jeffrey nailed it. So great walk-off, Righter Than Right trivia. And, I mean, it's been nice. You know, people have been nice and whatnot. I mean, it's, you know, you feel ridiculous if you had the, you know, the Michael Jordan, or did Jordan have a going away tour? Did Jordan do it or the whatever? Whoever did the going away tour, you don't need that. I don't need it, you know, but people have been very nice. But at the same time, nothing about has made me second guess. You know, I don't have mixed feelings about whether I'm doing the right thing. I'm interested to see what life is like without doing radio every day. And but I appreciate it. And the thing that it has driven home is that, And I understand that some people say, well, radio, still do radio? It seems like it's a dying medium. But the truth of the matter is that tens of thousands of people listen to this station. And in the same way that, like, for me, listening to the radio growing up, or even now I listen to Buffalo Sports Talk, it connects you to your community, to the people who are talking, to the other listeners, to it just forges this connection. I mean, one guy wrote me and he said at some point he realized that his grandmother also listened to the Jeff Calkins Show, and it gave something to for him to talk about with his grandmother, and they got closer because they listened to them. I mean,
that's awesome.
The sweetest thing ever, you know. Or people who are Memphians who live in, I've heard from people who are Memphians who live in, you know, in Chicago and who live in Toronto and who stay in touch with their community, you know, by listening to the radio show. So it's always been kind of dumbfounding to me that people actually listen, but they do. And that I have this microphone and people want, but they do. And then to hear what it means to people. Now, the truth of the matter is there's a lot of shows I have loved over the years and they've gone away and life goes on. You know, I used to be an avid listener to the Tony Kornheiser show. Loved the Tony Kornheiser radio show. He had a radio show once. He may now again. Like, he has a podcast, I think. But then it went away, and Colin Cowherd replaced it. And I'm like, who's this Colin Cowherd guy? And then, you know, he's done pretty well for himself.
Right.
Like things come and things go, and that's you know, it's certainly not the end of the world that I'm leaving. But it has been nice to be reminded how not just my show, but the other shows, you know, what they mean to people. I will say, I was talking to Ron Olson today about this. He's been doing radio for 55 years. I mean, 55 years. I've been at it, you know, now it's not my main gig. My main gig right. was as a writer and as remains as a writer. But, you know, I've been at it for since 2004 is all. So, so that's what's truly staggering. And, you know, I was talking around about it. People ask Ron, when's he going to retire? And he says, and he said, what am I going to do? I want the paycheck and be, I mean, for Ron, it would mean being completely retired because this is what he does, right? This is, for me, it doesn't mean that at all. I was meeting with people at the Daily Memphian today about stories I can write. I'll have more time to, you know, do interesting stories and to explore that part of my life a little more. So, but anyway, yeah, it's been a fun week, and I look forward to tomorrow. I'll have GP on coming back to the station that where
how about
started,
that
started.
Yep.
And I'll have Fishman back on for one more time. And then I'll have a weekend, and Monday I'll sleep in.
You're going to sleep
in. That'll be good.
What's your normal wake up time for radio? I know you get in here early.
No, I don't. I used to because I lived, you know, right. I live sort of near you. I would leave when I lived in that house. I would leave for the station. I had to leave by 8:52 to start by 9. Like I just like it was no. I wouldn't. But I've been very clear about this. I don't watch everything. You know, like Jeffrey. Jeffrey watches everything. I certainly watch the things that are meaningful to Memphians, and I used to cover them. I used to be at all of them. So that part was easy. But I need to prepare. You know, Jeremy right. doesn't really need to prepare. He consumed it all. You know, he's doing Field of 68. He watched Louisville and Duke. And he watched it, you know. And so I get up and I start preparing by 6 a.m. most mornings. And so I prepare for 3 hours to make sure that I didn't miss anything, or I, you know, watch replays of stuff I did miss or whatnot. And that's one reason why it, you know, makes sense for me to step away, is that it was a good, you know, 5 to 6 hour commitment every day. And so, and then I had my other job. So I'd start at 6 a.m., you know, and then do the show from 9 to 11 and then wind down and then start on my newspaper job.
Yeah, and I didn't ask you this on Tuesday, but are we done with, like, daily mics in front of your face, podcasts, that type of thing?
Will you do at
least phone interviews? You're not going to be a stranger, are you?
I am for a bit.
Okay,
I'm
all right.
I'm going to disappear for a while. You know, because some of it is, I think it would be a relief. I said this to someone. There is this general conversation that happens every day on 92.9 and elsewhere in the sports universe, right? There's a daily conversation about sports, and I want to take a break from that daily conversation. You know, I don't want to have to know everything that everyone has said and whatever else. And so, so for 3 or 4 months, I'm probably not going to go on anyone's show or do anything. And then at some point I'll come back. I've told Jeffrey that if the Bills win the Super Bowl, I'll jump on his show the Monday after that. But otherwise I'm not doing any radio for the time being. I've toyed with the idea that at some point I could start doing a weekly podcast
yeah.
that is more general interest.
Once weekly, though.
Right. Weekly. And I see it would be more general interest than sports. It would be more, you know, more the rest of the world than sports, and have interview interesting people and maybe have Fishman on to talk about the world. Like I've pondered doing that, but that won't be for several months before I would even contemplate doing that. I'll probably slip off to Michigan at some point to spend a week in the winter house. I'm not going to be popping on any radio shows for the next couple months.
All right. Now let's get into a little bit of NBA. Trae Young traded. Not that we're surprised by that. We knew that he wanted to end up with the Washington Wizards, but he gets traded to the Wizards for Corey Kispert and a 34-year-old CJ McCollum. Now I understand that it had run its course with the Hawks. Their plan going forward was a lot different. Nikhil Alexander-Walker has been great for them. Jalen Johnson's been great for them. They're trying to go more defensive-oriented, and he does not fit that. But that return, I mean, that seems like nothing for Trae Young, a guy who has willed that team to the Eastern Conference Finals previously. I know that he's had some issues the past couple of years, hasn't been the same exact player, but he's still a dang good point guard. I know the defensive woes as well, but that return seems small, no?
Well, yes. I mean, at some big picture, yes. Those two players are not the equal of Trae Young, certainly at his best. Weirdly enough, though, it has gotten, I mean, with Trae Young and also with Ja Morant and with troubled point guards, it feels like there's not much market, such that honestly, before that trade, the Trae Young trade, there was even some discussion as to whether Atlanta would have to attach a first
to get rid of him.
Right. Just to get rid of him. And so literally, when I saw the deal, I'm like, oh, good. Well, at least Atlanta didn't have to attach one of their firsts. They wouldn't have gotten rid of the New Orleans first. But the other first, might they have had to attach that to get someone to take on his deal? And that's my worry. I do think, I mean, it was really striking when last night, once again, Ja Morant did not play.
Yep.
You know,
100%.
The previous night, it was also striking. But then you could be like, okay, well, it was a back-to-back. Maybe he wasn't going to play in both of them, whatever. And he doesn't play again. And I just think you've got to be – I mean, I don't know. I just project myself. This is not based on any reporting. I project myself in the shoes of that organization. And you just think you've got to be weary of it. Like, when he plays, he isn't good. He's moody. And now half the time he doesn't play.
Well, and if we're just going off what we said going into the season, where you have to figure out if Ja can stay healthy, well, he's not staying healthy. He's not staying on the floor.
He's either not staying healthy or
even taking the mood out of it, taking the play out of it, he's not on the floor.
He's not on the floor.
That was our discussion before the season. You may have to think about moving on from him if he cannot stay on the floor, and he hasn't to this point.
I mean, the way that Chris Harrington talked about it was that he's either not on the floor, or when he's on the floor, he is ineffective and or moody, right? And then once every three games, you get one where he's terrific, right? But if the ratio of good jaw games to games where he's either not playing or is an emotional drag when he is playing is only one third of the games is he an active participant in winning, what the hell is the point of having him around?
Right.
Like, I understand the notion of trading the Ja Morant of 3 years ago is crazy, right? But now my biggest question is, who the hell wants him? With all due respect, like, I mean, you can imagine landing spots for him, but those people are taking on, you know, all of this. They're taking on the health issues. They're taking on the defensive issues. They're taking on the non-shooting issues. They're taking on a guy who will want a new contract immediately, an extended contract immediately when he gets there. So can I imagine that a team like Minnesota might say, sure, we aren't as good as Oklahoma City. We're not as good as San Antonio. We may or may not be as good as Houston. We need something else. Can I imagine that? And by the way, if we get Ja, at least when he first joins us, he will be on his best behavior, and see, we will get a different motivated Ja, and that will be – I can see another team but it's a very limited group of teams. If Sacramento, as was reported, if they didn't want Trae Young, what makes us think they want Ja Morant? That's been one of the landing spots that's been possibly rumored for Ja. But if they don't want Trae Young, and they didn't, we have it on, you know, it was reported that they were out. Are they going to be in on Ja when they don't want Trae Young? It feels like they're just trying to rip it down. So I've said previously, I think it is unlikely that Ja is a Grizzly at this time next year. Mm-hmm. But I also think it's unlikely he is going to be traded by the trade deadline.
Right.
I'm starting to wonder if it's more and more likely that he might possibly even be traded by the trade deadline. But to do that, you've got to get a package for him.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Like, you use the word weary, right? And there's a lot of things to be weary about when it comes to Ja Morant. But the one thing that really keeps coming back to me is the idea of him as the leader of this team. Right. Like, I, with all of his emotions and the spats and the problems off the floor, like, you have a lot of young guys on this team that they're trying to bring along that they think can be long term fits. Cedric Howard, Jalen Wells, Cam Spencer, all these different guys. Do you want Ja Morant and all of his antics and the way he responds to adversity in certain times, not all that well? Do you want that to be the main leader on this team. I'm starting to think no at this particular moment. Obviously, things can change, but that's something that I keep coming back to. Is that the guy you want ushering in, helping bring along young guys? Probably not.
And do you, even if you were going to just, let's say from the surface, like some people have said, you can't trade Ja because he sells tickets. Does Ja right now an asset in terms of that or not? Like if you are a Grizzly season ticket holder and you go to the last two games and Ja just is, you know, not playing and you've no idea, it seems like he's choosing not to play. We don't know exactly what happened there. I'm not even sure that the season ticket base.
Well, I was going to say, 100%. Most season ticket holders are pretty up-to-date, educated, generally, on what this team is doing. And if you are educated on where this team's at, you see the Ja's not on the floor. So right. in that case, I don't know how many season ticket packages he's selling at this particular time.
Now, the one difference with Atlanta, you know, in the end, if you move off of Ja, I mean, obviously Jaren's a great piece, and it appears that Edie, if he's healthy, is a great piece. It appears that Cedric Howard's a great piece. You don't have an engine. You don't have a star. You don't have, like, you don't have that right now, right? And Atlanta doesn't either, although, you know, they've got a forward who's awfully good. But what they do have is a lottery pick that looks like it can be, you know, really promising, and they might get one of the best three players
sure.
in this draft, right? And so I think with the Atlanta situation, they're saying, all right, we're moving off of Trae Young. We were better this year without him anyway. And we've got these two draft picks, one of which should be a very, very high lottery pick in a very deep draft. And so that's where our engine, our star, is going to come from. If you move off of Ja, I don't know where the Grizzlies, like, in the end, they're like...
When would be the next time the Grizzlies ever landed star like Ja?
Never like that. Never
right.
like that. But even a... You know, like an all-star level on the ball guy, you know, they will be missing that. They'll be down to Ty Jerome and Scottie Pippen Jr. and, you know, and Camp you know, they, let's be clear, they will miss the incandescent talent that was Ja when he was on the floor and engaged, right? They will certainly miss that, and they won't have anything like it. And so they will, you know, that'll be the effort then. You'll have to try to find, you know, someone who can fill that role. Not the way Ja did, obviously, but that will be the challenge going forward. You'll also have to decide what you're doing if you move off of Ja. Again, does that mean that you're going to move off of Ja and keep Jaren and just try to build around Jaren and Zach and Sed, or are you moving off of Jaren too? I don't think you have to. I think you can keep Jaren as part of that. Certainly if he's willing, but there are a lot of, I won't be here to talk about it, but there's a lot of interesting questions ahead of this Grizzlies team.
Well, you know, you won't be here to talk about it, but I don't know if it's the most fun thing in the world. I mean, considering where we were at the beginning of this whole Ja Morant thing, thinking of what could have been, right? Thinking about Western Conference titles and thinking about championships. It's just, you know, it's not, none of these conversations are fun at this particular moment in time.
Well, I mean, this is true. Like, in the end, I mean, I imagine Atlanta sports talk is pretty lively today with the talk about Trae Young, right? It's not how you wanted that to go, but yes, that is something that people, I've always believed this, and I said this before, people really like, the best sports talk radio is when your teams are rolling.
Absolutely.
You know, just rolling, and it's a celebration, and you're reliving stuff. Like, that is the next morning for me. That's the best sports talk radio. It can get very lively when your teams are in complete chaos, right?
Right.
I mean, and so I do think, like, the biggest issues in 2026 in Memphis will be what's going to happen with the Grizzlies and Ja, and what's going to happen with the Tigers and Penny and that basketball program. Those are, like, the biggest, and neither one of those conversations, or you can imagine that they might not be pleasant, but it does feel like things that we're going to be talking about one way or another, however they play out. Now, you hope that, you know, just like we've always hoped that Ja would show up one day and be committed to working 100% every day and being a great leader and everything else, and we'd always hoped for that. It doesn't appear that that's the ending. It doesn't appear to me like it's likely headed there. Just like we've always hoped that Penny would, you know, figure this thing out, get, you know, to the tournament, start going on deep tournament runs. At this point, I think that is more likely than the jaw thing works out well. Mm-hmm. But they're both going to be up in the air. A very question, big questions around both, let's just say, in 2026.
All right, now this other bit of chaos is thousands of miles away, but it has to do with college football transfer portal. Damon Williams, he signed last week a $4 million plus deal to remain at Washington as their starting quarterback. Really good talent, but he opts into the transfer portal, and Washington's going to fight back because they feel as if their contract is enforceable. Today, the update is that Williams has been dropped by his agent at Wasserman Sports, Doug Hendrickson, due to quote-unquote philosophical differences. We learned that the difference is, Jed Fish is represented by the same guy, so the head coach of Washington. Right. So that's probably has a lot to do with it. But then also Williams has retained Darren Heitner as legal counsel. I don't know about Darren as an actual lawyer, but I do know he is very active on Twitter. So that's probably where he learned about Darren Heitner. And then here's the kicker. ESPN reported that Williams was under the influence of Cordell Landers, the same person who guided Nico Iamaleava through his abrupt decision to leave Tennessee. So what are your thoughts about Washington trying to enforce this and Damon Williams, you know, his decision a week after signing that deal to hop into the transfer portal? Where do you think this goes?
Oh, I find it very unless they could patch it up. Right, unless they can literally patch it up so that Damon Williams is willing to go back to Washington.
Don't see that.
Either it's because there's more money or because whatever. They somehow patch it up, bygones be bygones. You can't force someone. I mean, this is just true in the law. There's something in the law called specific performance, and that is if I have contracted with you to replace my roof, right, and you don't replace my roof, and I sue you, the court won't make you replace my...
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing replacing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Roof. That's not something courts do. Unless you are such a unique human being that you are the only person, like only in the rarest of circumstances. What they do is they say, I go hire another roofer, and then I sue you for damages. I had to pay an extra $2,000 to get this other roofer or whatever else. The courts don't do that. They don't order people to do things. And practically, as a football program, do you really want your quarterback to be there because he was sued? I No. find that unlikely. You can imagine a world where, you screw it up for DeMond enough that he isn't able to play somewhere else or whatever. You get, like, in the end, I think this is just Washington feeling justifiably irritated that another program, maybe Ole Miss, because this is a quarterback who once upon a time committed to Ole Miss under Lane Kiffin, not Ole Miss, maybe LSU.
He once
committed to Lane Kiffin. But I think the likely scenario is he's not going to play for Washington.
Well, yeah, and, no, I think this is more about setting a precedent if you're Washington about contracts. Now, can you, like, I don't know all the legal ramifications, and I know that we have, in general, we're in a just state of chaos everywhere when it comes to transfer portal and NIL deals and, you know, revenue sharing deals, all of that. But, like, can they... Washington, through this DeMond Williams situation, can they set a precedent to other guys that may follow in his footsteps? Because that's the question I think most people have. Because last year we had the Xavier Lucas, Wisconsin, Miami deal. Xavier Lucas is going to play tonight. You know, it didn't really affect him all that much. I don't know if they have ongoing litigation battles or what have you, but it didn't seem to affect him.
I suspect that this is as much for your boosters and you're showing that you're fighting back. So what's the precedent you're going to set? A, you're not going to get him to play for you. And B, I don't think you're going to prevent him effectively from signing a contract somewhere else, right? You could sue for damages if you can prove what the damages were, that he did not play for your team. If there were some financial damage because he didn't play for your team, you can sue him for damages. That would be possible. And the other thing is you can make it so hard for him that other schools will back off of him or whatever else, right? That the precedent you're setting is that you don't want to do this because you're just not going to be worth it. It's not going to work out well for you because it's going to be such a mess. But I don't see a world where a judge is going to step in and say, this is enforceable. You have to play for Washington.
Yeah, and again, that would be very bizarre. Like, that just wouldn't – that doesn't seem like a good situation for Washington either, if he was forced to be on that roster.
It is weird because it's – and this is the way that the college sports is a wild, wild west. If someone decided that they just wanted to sign Jaren Jackson Jr. tomorrow, right, like, you know, like they wanted to do that – hey, the league would say no, like it would just, it's unheard of because all of it takes place within this rational framework that's been established in a collective bargaining agreement. There, a court would, I think, strike down Jaren trying to sign with the Celtics.
Sure.
You know, I think they would, I think that, it doesn't mean they'd make Jaren play for the Grizzlies, but I think they could make him not play for somewhere else. Somehow in this context, I don't see that happening. And so, honestly, I have never been of the opinion that congressional intervention is necessarily a good idea. Because listen, when the conferences ask for help from Congress, they're only asking for it in a way that just helps them, right? Mm-hmm. They're not in a way. But I do have to say, this is so freaking crazy.
Yeah,
I do think that if it could be. If it could be framed in a way that Congress is helping athletes as well as the schools, then it may not be the worst idea in the world. because this is nuts.
Yeah, I just have this take on this situation. I think if you sign big boy contracts and you don't abide by the terms of said contract, you should probably face big boy consequences. Now, I don't know how heavy those consequences are. Maybe it's just a buyout. Maybe it's forfeiting money, giving money back to the school. But
right.
At the same time, it's just how this thing should work. And well, here's the other thing.
A lot of these situations, you're exactly right, though. Like, normally you would think that the contract would provide, here's the buy. Normally that's what contracts do.
Sure.
Like they do. And if when Ryan Silverfield left, the buyout was X dollars. And so maybe a well-written contract would provide that sort of thing. I don't know.
I mean, this is also another example, really a million of collective bargaining. Like, come on, let's iron this out. I know that administrators don't want that. I get that part, but if you're going to fight like this for Damon Williams against Damon Williams, or like Xavier Lucas with Miami, Wisconsin's fighting back against that, like, I can't think of a better case for collective bargaining. At least you would have some level of understanding that he cannot void. He cannot, you know,
right,
not
walk away from a contract.
Abide by, you know. He has to abide by the terms of said contract in that particular situation. So it is what it is. All right. Final couple things, I should say, because I have a question to leave you with. Charles Huff is cooking. How about that? Marcus Stokes from West Florida. Now, I don't know how he'll translate from D2 to D1, but he had some pretty gaudy stats at the D2 level, a dual threat guy. Also, they have a transfer offensive lineman, a Dutchman, who has started like 45 games at Old Dominion. It feels like today was a big day for Charles Huff for year one at Memphis.
Yeah, I've always had confidence he would ultimately, given the resources that he has here. And, you know, honestly, he's an impressive guy.
Yep.
So I thought he would put together a team. It is interesting, though. Like, you pick your quarterback, and he better be good.
Yeah, like, for sure.
No doubt. Like, sure. Now, we've just seen another Division II quarterback succeed at a pretty high level in Trinidad Chambliss. And so much of success now is, and this is what we've seen with Penny, it's not just that you have to have enough money to spend, it's how do you spend the money?
Yep.
Like, if I'm going to just go ahead and hope that this kid is not the Aaron Bradshaw of football players. You know what I mean? Like, if this is about scouting. That's in the end what a lot of this is about scouting. It's about your ability to project and you have to scout, you know, you got to scout power force players who might be dropping down. You've got to scout group of five players. He might be going sideways, lateral moves, and you got to scout Division II players. And so we're going to see what Charles Huff is like as a scout. Like, I don't know, the guy has gaudy stats. And he obviously was highly recruited out of high school, and then the thing, because of the thing, and
that's where we're going to call it the thing. Okay, I like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, people may have heard he evidently said a racial epithet.
I have a buddy who is in Florida. He's in Gainesville, works with a lot of different people there for the football program. He sent me it. Yeah, it happened. I've seen it.
Well, and but I don't think that ruins you for life.
No.
It should ruin you for life. It also depends on the context, depends whatever, like, you know, but it shouldn't ruin you for life. And, you know, and I imagine Charles Huff looked into what kind of guy he is. The truth of the matter is, Josh Allen, when he was drafted, there's some tweets and stuff or whatever emerged, the things that he had said they were not particularly well thought out, as you might imagine for a young person. And so whatever, like, it worked out pretty well for him. But anyway, the truth of the matter is that just explains why he was at West Florida. It's not like he was some hard, you know, he was at West Florida because of that incident, and he's done spectacularly well. And I'm just going to hope that he leads him to a conference championship.
Yes, absolutely.
that'd be the happy ending.
All right. Now, we'll try to end this happy. I got you ready for this question on Tuesday, but I need your radio retirement, Memphis sports wish, or Memphis sports, you know. Yeah, we'll call it a wish. What do you hope for?
The two best things that could happen in the next year, 2 years, 5 years, whatever, right? The two most important things are that could happen would be that the Grizzlies sign a lease that locks them in here. At least, I don't think it's going to be, I think it'll have more outs than the current lease, I'll be honest, because I think the Grizzlies appropriately, honestly, are a little bit wondering about where the trajectory of the city will go. Like, you hope that with the reduction of crime and whatever else, that the downtown rebounds and that we continue to grow and prosper as a city. And if so, I expect the Grizzlies to be here for a long time. If things really turn bad, then I can imagine a universe where someday they might not want to be here. I don't think that universe is today. I've been very clear on this. I think they wouldn't be as working as hard as they have been on making Memphis a better place if they weren't interested in staying here. But I would like them to see, I'd like to see them sign a lease, and I'd like to, so then that way you can just worry about the basketball part without worrying about what attendance looks like given the lease, or what, hey, we trade Jock given the lease, or like we can lay that aside and know that the Grizzlies are Memphis's team and Memphis, certainly Memphis's major league team going forward. So that's the most important thing that can happen. And the other most important thing that could happen would be that Memphis finally make it into a Power Four league. Yep. I mean, that would change everything, right? I mean, in the end, you look at what Memphis basketball and the challenges in front of Memphis basketball.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
But if you were in the Big 12 right now, for example, and you had a Big 12 schedule coming into FedEx Forum every game once, you know, we turn to January 1, we'd be talking very differently about all of this. And I think it would be incredibly important for the university writ large, as well as for the athletic program. And so, like, those are the two big picture things Yeah, you want the Redbirds to fortify their existence and future here as well. There's got to be work done there. But those are the two biggest things that could happen. You know, then you could wish for good health on the part of the Grizzlies if you want. And you could wish for Penny to make a tournament run or whatever else. But the two big structural things, which are the most important things, are for the Grizzlies to sign a new lease and to Memphis finally get into the Power Four.
Yep. Now, I may get a little sappy, but congrats on an unbelievable career, Jeff. And I appreciate you accepting me when I came in 3 years ago, and I've enjoyed these conversations. Hopefully we can do it again down the road at some point, but congrats.
Yeah, I'm only partially retired. The radio part's over, but I still
radio retirement.
Daily Memphian, and I've had fun doing these, and I'm glad you kept me on after Gary left, and it's been fun to see you flourishing in this time slot. So I'll be listening.
Thanks, absolutely. Jeff. Appreciate it, Jeff.
Sure thing. Yeah, bye-bye.
He is Jeff Calkins, at Jeff_Calkins, legend of the game, retiring from radio after his show tomorrow. So make sure you tune in bright and early, 9 to 11. To catch the final Jeff Calkins show. But let's go ahead and grab a break on that note. When we come back, we'll hop into the Blitz right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.